The varroa mite is the biggest problem in beekeeping and could be a big part of that colony collapse disorder that we've been seeing because of resistance. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of that vast ag information network. Matt Beekman is with California Apiarias in Houston. He talks about the varroa mite and the treatments for it, and the need for new miticides.
Very new technology. It's kind of exciting to see what happens with that. It is also worth saying that varroa does not kill mites. So it is basically a mating disruptor, would be one way of explaining it for varroa. It's also very expensive. So we're looking at roughly the cost of $74 per colony per year to use this new product. Viroxan,
which was just approved last year.
It is worth saying that, unfortunately, the state of California was the last state in the United States to approve Viroxan for use. It's something that we've been needing for a while, and it's a process that I hope that we can work with DPR to really streamline the process for getting miticides approved.
And of course, there's a lot going on with bees.
And we had one of the highest winter mortality rates we've had in a very long time this year. We're averaging right around 62%. As scientists are studying this and as the data is coming in, what we're really learning is that a lot of that problem was due to amitraz resistance in varroa mites.
So the material was not killing the varroa mites in the colonies, and then they were impacting the bees.
We need alternatives, otherwise we're going to continue to struggle.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.